Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ken Rosenthal wrote a pretty scathing review of the Nationals organization. So the timing is curious, as Mark Zuckerman pointed out here a moment ago in the Beltway Blitz, but they'd won at the time 7 of 10. Now all of a sudden they've lost 3 or 4. That's how baseball goes. But they've been playing better. They've got a few all-stars, 2 for sure at this stage, and maybe Mackenzie Gore, maybe get out another one as time goes if Kyle Finnegan's towards the league lead in saves, etc. So things are looking up to a degree. It's all based on that Juan Soto trade, though, pretty much. The homegrown guys aren't doing anything. They're most successful draft pick coming up to the show since Anthony Rendon was probably Eric Fetty, who was fine.
Fetty Wap.
At best.
Yeah.
You hope Dylan Cruz turns into something, and it looks good to me, certainly. The average isn't there for folks, but I'm telling you, that's a winning baseball player. He'll be just fine. He'll be a plus player. The point is, ownership doesn't spend. The front office doesn't do the frugal thing, the smart thing that the Tampa Bay Rays do or some of the other cash-strapped organizations do. The player development has been lacking. The draft choices, again, for basically a decade, weren't very good. There's a long list of Dane Dunning and Carter Kieboom and Lucas Giolito and Alex Meyer. There's a lot of those guys.
Yeah.
And it didn't work. There's no, holy crap, look at this fifth rounder. The name I always use, it's not fair, but I just picked this guy. There's no Spencer Strider.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, nobody thought this would be a thing and now he's a Cy Young candidate. There's no, nobody thought this was a thing, and holy crap, this guy's a 30-homer bat. It doesn't happen for them. That's about development. That's about scouting. That's about kind of the internal mechanisms. They are better now. They're trying to get up to speed, but they're a decade plus behind in that regard. So I think a lot of the criticism is fair. Mike Rizzo was on with the Junkies. We'll have that audio for you guys in a second. But Tobes, you're as baseball plugged in as anybody. Just what were your thoughts to that Rosenthal article review therein?
I think it's a weird timing because I think the criticisms are all incredibly valid. There's no argument against that. But I think some of them, it seems like the Nationals have started to address. Like, you were talking about them not being able to develop talent. Completely agree. Over the record of his time here, that's been the case. But you look right now on the roster, Mitchell Parker was a nobody that is now pitched in the rotation. Does he look like he's going to be a star? Does he look like he's going to be? Who knows, right? He struggled last night. Jake Irvin was not really a highly touted prospect. He's now in the rotation, right? So he's had some of these success stories now. Jacob Young, he barely ever even scratched the top 30 prospects on MLB pipeline for the Nationals, and he was playing center field for you all of last season. So they've had more of those success stories than they have in the past. Granted, those success stories, Danny, are fifth starter, batting ninth, playing good defense, but they haven't had any of those. So you have to give them some credit that at least they're going in the right direction. And if you look at their farm system right now, if you looked at their top 30, I think you could find a decent number of guys. You could say, when he hits his potential, when he's ready to be called up, I think he could be a helpful big leaguer.
It's not to say they're not picking anybody that's worth a damn, but again, you go through that decade. Even when they were good, it was the thing you could complain about.
Correct.
I think rightfully so.
Correct. And I think where they were 5 years ago, you look through and you're like, none of these guys turned out to be anything. Versus now, I think you have guys that could. The point I'm making here is I think they're starting to make some of those changes. That's why the timing is weird. But everything's incredibly valid. Because the reason you're here now versus, look, the Dodgers, they're the example everyone points to. Yes, a lot of the way that they continue to be good is because they just pay out the wazoo. They spent over $1 billion in the offseason, right? You're bringing in Yamamoto, you're bringing in Sasaki, obviously Ohtani. Like, they spend billions of dollars. The Nationals aren't doing that. But you know what also they have? They have prospects. They have guys that they draft and develop. And the reason the Nationals, once they hit 2019 and they had to move off of a Scherzer, they had to move off of a Turner, they had to move off of a Rendon, they kept a Strasburg, but then they have to move off of, you know, all these other guys, Soto. You want to know why they ended up where they're at now? It's because there was no one in the system because they couldn't draft or develop worth a darn for that entire process.
Yeah, the guys that should have been doing it, reinforcing you, are Jake Johansson, Andrew Stevenson, Carter Kieboom, Seth Romero, Mason Denenberg, Jackson Rutledge, who's now in the majors and is a middle relief bullpen arm, and that's fine, but these were supposed to be the difference makers. Their version of James Wood, Elijah Green, just got sent down to rookie ball.
Yeah,
after his third year in professional baseball. And I get why you take somebody like that. Just, you look at him, you go, oh my God. Somebody that big, that fast, that strong, with those kind of tools, of course you take a chance on him. Rizzo, but it hasn't happened.
Rizzo was talking about him. He's literally one of the most powerful hitters in the system. Right. Correct. Check. Has one of the best throwing arms. Check. One of the most athletic, fastest. Check. One of the best defenders. Check. His fatal flaw, Danny, is the most important thing in baseball as a hitter. Putting the bat onto the baseball. He can't do it. He's a four-tool player. The problem is the tool that he's missing is the most important one.
It's a pretty big tool.
Like, everything else is probably a 60 to 70 on the 20-80 scale. His hit tool is probably a 20. Like, realistically, it's probably a 20.
Well, that's where we are, and it hasn't happened. Now, James Wood had a similar issue early on in his career.
Yeah.
People go, too much swing and miss in his game. Too much. Goes to the Padres. They figure it out. No, he still strikes out a bunch, but it's not because he's sitting there and there's a hole in his bat. It's whether he's taken or he's patient or otherwise, but plenty of offensive production. This is not a James Wood complaint session. So I think, to me, that column by Rosenthal, I think, is pretty much right on.
It is.
And so the fault that we don't talk about as much with the front office, because the overarching problem is when they do have one right, a.k.a. a, I don't know, you could pick your star player, whether it's Wood or Mackenzie Gore or whomever, everybody knows they're not going to resign here because of the ownership. Because they've said, or they've shown with their actions, the time to have spent a little bit at least was this offseason. And it's the big ticket item was Michael Soroka.
Yeah.
Or trading a middle reliever for Lowe. I would do that every time, by the way, Nathaniel Lowe for a middle reliever. But that's not the point. This should have been the, hey, let's give these kids a chance to go do something. And their internal dialogues, we think, were pretty good. The overarching problem is the ownership. That's correct, and that's true, and that's not going anywhere. That's obvious, and that's right. But the other parts here about the front office, I think, are valid. Well, it just so happens that the front office, the front-facing guy, the team president, and longtime GM, joins the Junkies every week. And he had a nice response to this column here by Ken Rosenthal. Here's what he had to say.
You know, I guess you could pick at certain draft choices and picks and that type of thing over the last years, and you could find some faults there. But when I look at we've run some of the great players in the game through our system. We've drafted some of the great players ever. We've drafted guys low in the draft that have won Cy Youngs and that type of thing. So there's. I just thought the timing of the article was odd, because we were playing good and we really are seeing the fruits of this frustrating rebuild come into fruition. But I'm still optimistic. The needle of this team and this organization is pointed north, and it's going to continue to do so until we start winning championships, which I think is in the very near future.
Good response from Rizzo. I'm not sure who these Cy Young players are that they've drafted.
I believe he's referring to Robbie Ray.
Right. So, but I guess that's fair. My point on that, though, is, and I also am not, it's not just a complete bash session. During the time where their window was open, they kept it open by moving the Nick Pavettas, the Jesus Lizardos, the Robbie Rays,
Lucas Giolito
and company, for key pieces to try to win a championship. That's part of what your farm system is. The other part, though, this is where it hasn't happened. This is where the I can move on from name that piece who's going to command a huge amount in free agency as a 30-year-old because I've got blank waiting in the wings.
Yes.
And a couple times it happened. They got lucky, right, where Soto's waiting in the wings. Or, I don't know, you can move on from Daniel Murphy because the next great second
baseman
is coming.
I mean, it was supposed to be Anthony Rendon, get move on from him because Keyboom's stepping
in. Because Keyboom's coming, exactly, and then it doesn't happen. And eventually that well runs dry, and this is where we are. So there are reinforcements on the way, but there was that gap that we kind of talked about. Look at their best players right now. Go through it in terms of war. Ready? Tell me how they got here. Wood.
Trade.
Abrams.
Trade.
Gore.
All same trade.
Yeah, there we go, right? Jake Irvin, homegrown.
There you go.
There you go. There's your one homegrown guy with the most war on the roster. Ruiz.
Trade.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years, guaranteed, on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That's the list.
Which, by the way, I don't even think that trade looks good for them now.
Yeah, and it, well...
A year and a half of Turner and half a year of Max Scherzer. And
you're probably right.
JoJo was an all-star, but, you know, it was because you have to have an all-star.
Mm-hmm.
And K-Bert Weiss.
He had a good first half. I'll kick his covers that half. But he was a deserving
but still,
all-star.
Like,
he regressed.
He's like middle,
yeah,
at best, middle of the rotation.
Mm-hmm.
I think the problems they run into, Danny, and this is what I was talking a little bit about on overtime last night, is I think Mike Rizzo is a big market general manager. And when they operated like a big market team from the years of basically 2010 to 2019, he was a good general manager. They're operating as a small market now. I've covered a team in a small market. You can't tell me that the Brewers and the Nationals don't operate similarly in terms of payroll. The difference is the Brewers understand they have to come up with stuff. The thing I look up immediately is my guy that I wanted so badly this offseason. There was no chance they were going to sign him. He actually went for more money than I thought he was going to. But he's been spectacular this year. One of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball, Max Fried.
Fried.
8 years, 218, so 27.2 every year, okay? Well, they weren't going to spend that. You want to know where you can spend? Wake Forest has a pitching lab, $12 million. Save your money by building a pitching lab. Do something like that. Get analytically driven like the Tampa Bay Rays. Everybody gets so enamored with Moneyball. What was the whole point of that? Find, with your R&D department, something that's undervalued so that you can save money. Okay, if you're not going to spend money, which, by the way, you're in a big market. Washington, D.C., last time I checked, is a top 10 market. I don't think that's gone anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I would prefer you operate as such. But if you're going to operate like you're in Oakland or you're in Tampa or you're in Milwaukee or you're in Cleveland, then start acting like one of those organizations and try to win on the edges with R&D and analytics and all those different things. And they're not doing that either. So you're stuck in the middle where, like Rosenthal says in his piece, they don't develop and they don't spend. That's not good.
So now they're doing better in that regard. My guy that I coached in high school, Eddie Longos, is in charge of scouting. They are revamping things.
Yes.
And they're catching up. And so some of these, the player development is now happening that really wasn't before. But as you said correctly, I think they're behind in that regard. That this should have been going on for 5, 6, 7, 8 years where you'd have more replenishing at the major league level. So here's the question. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. I guess it's two-part here. One, if you don't agree, tell us why. But if we agree that of the big old blame pie, the biggest slice is ownership, not being willing to spend. In the past, they have spent. They were a top 10 payroll for a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think you needed a top 10 payroll for the last couple of years as you're rebuilding. That doesn't make you spend an extra $50 million for four more wins. No. But there should have been more.
I actually had reserved some of this frustration of, hey, spend money because, okay, let's wait and see when mm-hmm. they're in that window where it makes sense. I thought this offseason was the time.
Yes, it was.
And their highest paid player is barely making $10 million, and it's Nathaniel Lowe. What are we doing?
And what they gave in free agency, the biggest free agent contract was Soroka.
Yes.
A converted reliever. Who I actually think is going to be decent, but that's not the point. So if you agree the biggest percentage of the pie is ownership, what percentage of that blame pot does the front office get for the things that we're talking about here? And it doesn't mean the balance sheet's all bad when it comes
Correct.
To them. I got that parade happened. I was there. It was awesome. I got a World Series ring.
And I agree with Rizzo that it seems like the trajectory is up now.
And it is.
It is.
It is. But where did it come from? One is more than zero is kind of the point.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.